Hi, this is John Thomas. As you know, or you should know, I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. And people are incredulous at that, and they say, John, that's not possible. I'm just fat. I can't help it. I will tell you, you can live it any weight you choose. Trust me. So I told one of my listeners the other day, I don't want any of your money. Save your money, because you're going to need it to buy an entirely new wardrobe. Look. Let's start with some of the fundamentals and decide and discuss exactly how to do this. You have to accept certain facts. One, if you're fat or overweight or heavy, you made yourself fat or overweight or heavy. You didn't want to. You hate it, but you did it. All by yourself on purpose. No matter what diet you went on or thought you went on, no matter what meetings you went to, no matter what food you bought, you were never able to permanently weigh less. If you get lost 10 pounds, you gain it back. By the way, I will tell you, it is, for all practical purposes, impossible to permanently lose weight without changing your emotional needs or eliminating your emotional needs. You have always gained weight back that you thought you'd lost. You're frustrated, you're unhappy. You don't know what to do. You may be at your wit's end. The fact is, simply, you will not let yourself weigh less. You're insecure weighing less. Oh, John, that's crazy. That's crazy. I will tell you, relax, everybody. You'll be fine. You can weigh whatever you want. Now, this is not a feel-good podcast. I'm not in the feel-good business. I'm doing this because everybody else out there is making idiotic statements and telling you to do things like lose weight or make better choices for food. That's preposterous. If people could have made better choices for foods, they never would have been fat to begin with. I'm going to teach you in these podcasts how to permanently weigh less and how to change. I promise you that if you do what I say, and keep in mind it's all free, I don't want a penny, you'll be able to weigh anything you want. How are we going to do this? How are we going to do this, John? Everybody says, listen carefully. I'm going to teach you how to free yourself from the emotional needs which have caused you to put all that food in your mouth over all these years, all those years, and it made you fat. You did it for emotional reasons. Logically, it was idiotic and it was stupid, and you feel foolish that you did it. So why'd you do it? Because you had emotional needs. I'm going to teach you how to eliminate those needs or divorce it. Now, if you're fat, let's say when you were not heavy as a kid, just for fun, why'd you make yourself fat? And when did you make yourself fat? Think back. You know, this is kind of a self-inspection kind of thing that we're doing initially. If you gained weight, when did you gain weight? To have children, hang around the house, work at the job, a lot of tension, you needed things in your mouth? What was it? What was it that did it? Think back. I mean, this is important. This is just for you, you know. You're the only one who can do this. I can't do it. I can teach you how, and when I am, and I will, over these podcasts. But why'd you make yourself fat? You can't say, oh, I don't want to think about it, but you have to. Let me tell you, if you don't want to go through this, there's no hope for you at all. Look, let me give you an example of what's going on in the world. The Senate just passed a bill that all restaurants have to put the calories of the various foods on the menu, and assuming that it will make a difference to people. First of all, New York City tried that last year. You know what happened? People ate more. Yes, ate more. You know why? Because if you threaten somebody to take away something they have to put in their mouth, they're going to react negatively. It is not going to be happy. Calories on the menu is insane and crazy and will do nothing. Now, Mrs. Obama has her project, Childhood Obesity. Fine, wonderful. Nothing will happen. I'll tell you what will happen. There'll be a great flurry of activity. People will take little children out and run around the block or exercise for 30 minutes. And they go home and they will, 6-8 months from now, weigh exactly the way now. Why? Because it's not logical. You cannot make intelligent choices or better choices. Because there's a reason you made yourself fat. There's a reason you put all that food in your mouth. Look, let's talk about the really nub of the problem, the heart of the problem. Look, people talk about food and weight. Fundamental to everything, of course, is eating. Now, people say, I love to eat. Oh, man, I just can't wait to eat. Oh, eating is so good. And moreover, certain people say, I have a wonderful appetite. That guy has a wonderful appetite. My kids have a wonderful appetite. What are you talking about? What's an appetite? You say you're hungry? Fine. That's nourishment. Look, eating. Let's talk about eating. And this is the part of the whole problem physically. Then we'll get to the emotional part. Eating is you put food in your mouth, you taste the food, you chew the food, and you swallow the food. Voila, it's gone. You want more? You got to do it all over again. The food is in your mouth for a very short period of time, a minute or two, seconds. You know, number of seconds, or you put more food in your mouth. That's the whole issue, the food in your mouth. Now, if you were thinking of just nourishment, I suppose you could take it intravenously or drink things. Drink your food, liquidize it. But that wouldn't be enough. It wouldn't make you happy. You need the taste of those foods in your mouth. When you say somebody has a big appetite, what do you really mean? You're saying he or she really needs a lot of food in her mouth, or his mouth, a lot of food, and he's always hungry. What do you mean always hungry? Does the body need nourishment? If you're 50 pounds overweight, you don't need nourishment. That's the last thing you need. Look, let me tell you, I've done this. I've sent people who've done this with me. You'd be surprised how little food you need for nourishment. Really, no kidding. You're used to certain things because your perception of yourself is a fat or overweight or heavy person. That's who you think you are. That's why when you say, I'm going to lose 10 pounds or 20 pounds, you're going to gain it back. You're going to go back to your perception. Why? Because you're emotionally comfortable weighing what you do. Oh, John, that's crazy. I hate it. Really? Why don't you change it then? You can't. You will never be able to. Losing weight is a flawed concept. Almost nobody can do it. If they do, they gain it back. How many people do you know have permanently lost weight? We're going to change the fundamental reasons you eat, the fundamental reasons that you're fat or that you've made yourself fat. Remember, you did this by yourself. Please don't blame anybody else. Don't blame fast food restaurants. Don't blame calorie counters. Don't blame anybody. It's just you. But look at it. Ask yourself, why did I make myself fat? Or let's say you were always heavy as a kid. Why didn't you say, I'm going to weigh less? Why? Because you couldn't. Really, that's the fundamental problem. That's why everybody who says lose weight and diets, whether they're at meetings or on television, is just kidding you. Why? I know if you put a person on television, you pay them, you know, $1 million or $500,000, maybe that's sufficient emotional motivation to weigh less for a while. That's not going to be you. If that were you, we wouldn't be having this conversation now. And by the way, I want to thank all of you who email me. I do try to respond. You know, I don't like to use testimonials because it's unfair, because I'm telling you what one person did and has no relationship to you. But one of my listeners emailed me and said that he permanently not lost weight. He now weighs 160, used to weigh 185. Permanently. He's so happy. He sends me emails telling me how happy he is. And you'll be exactly the same. Again, don't bank on the testimonial. Bank on yourself. Here's some exercises, really. Why do you make yourself fat? Or if you were always fat, why are you keeping yourself fat? Don't, and now if you say, okay, I can't lose weight, I've been in every diet there is. I agree, you can't lose weight. You're not going to. You're going to change. Losing weight and having these same emotional needs are contradictory. It will never work, and it's a joke. If you really want to weigh less, really, 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 spend a little time. Look back and say, why did I make myself fat, and how did it happen? You will find a correlation. You will find a direct correlation between things in your life that cause you to have stress, tension, maybe you'd be depressed, and to make yourself feel better, you put food in your mouth. You heard of the term comfort food? Sure. You put food in your mouth, you feel better. It is all about food in your mouth. Keep in mind, when you put some food in your mouth, I don't care what it is, next time, think about what you're doing. And when you taste it and you chew it, think about what it means to you. I know it tastes good. I'm asking you how it makes you feel. How does the food make you feel? Does it make you feel better? If you're depressed, does it eliminate depression? Does it eliminate your anxiety? Is it something you like? What is your appetite? What do you mean when you say have a good appetite? You like to have a lot of food in your mouth is really what you're saying. When you're hungry, you say you're hungry, you have to have food, or you love to eat, what are you really telling yourself? Really telling yourself you have emotional needs to keep putting food in your mouth. That's the problem. Now, once we eliminate the emotional need you feel, you don't have to put the food in your mouth anymore. That's the beauty of all this. Right now, you are bound hand and foot. You are chained by your emotional needs. I keep talking emotional needs. We'll get into more detail about that. But the whole issue now is, what have you done to yourself? You did it to yourself. Don't blame anybody else. It's a waste of time. You might as well hit a tree with a stick. You get the same benefit. Why'd you do this? And next time you put food in your mouth, say, why am I putting this food in my mouth? Is it going to make me fat? Is it going to make me unhappy? Why are you doing it? And you will see, once you do this, that you will feel the emotional aspect of putting that food in your mouth. That's what it is. Keep in mind, go with these theorems. One, you're fat because you put too much food in your mouth. Two, the reason you put food in your mouth is you felt an emotional need to do so. You may not categorize it as emotional now, but you will. You felt a need to do so. And putting too much food in your mouth made you fat, or is keeping you fat. So, if you no longer have the need, you won't put food in your mouth because it's silly. It's painful, and you're causing yourself grief. That's how simple all this is. I know it sounds complicated to you because you've been so frustrated for such a long time, you don't know how to make it go away. I'm telling you, you can. I'm telling you, you will. This is John Thomas. I'll continue these podcasts. Listen to it. It doesn't cost you anything. Save your money. You'll be buying a whole new wardrobe, and you weigh 10, 30, 50, 100 pounds less. Whatever it is, it's not a problem. I'll talk to you on the next podcast. Goodbye.